Thank you guys so much for coming. Seriously. No, you were a huge help. Thank you for bringing all that food with you. Yeah. Definitely. Her pecan pie was the fucking best I've ever had in my life. But next year we're doing it at your house. Because we're not cleaning up this apartment again. Okay. No, it doesn't matter if it's snowing next year. We're going. All right, guys. Be safe, okay? Bye. And what are you doing over here? Ah. Just laying all comfy over here by the fire on the couch. Yeah. It's very tempting, but I don't think I can. There's so much to clean. The kitchen is absolutely filthy. Yeah. The whole apartment's actually a total mess. I'm gonna have to sweep everything. Ugh, and mop. No, I can't leave it for tomorrow. It's gonna take too long, and I don't want to procrastinate on it, because I'm not gonna want to do it tomorrow any more than I want to do it tonight. Of course I would rather be here, laying my head on your lap on the couch and just looking at the fire, but it's too much work. Okay, what's a proposition? Oh, that sounds like something I definitely want to agree to. You helping me clean tomorrow if we have a glass of scotch now? Yeah. You don't have to twist my arm for that one. Yeah, but what do you get out of it? You don't get absolutely anything out of it. You still have to help me clean tomorrow. And if I do it tonight, you don't have to help me clean. Really? That's what you get out of it? Me cuddled next to you on the couch with some scotch? That doesn't sound like a really good trade deal. In fact, it sounds like the worst trade deal. Okay, I'll go get some scotch. Hold on. Okay. Here you go. All right. Cheers. Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, very smooth, but fuck. Got me feeling warm. Yes, already. You know I'm a lightweight. Why do you sound so surprised? Yeah.
This is pretty good, though. It is. So, how about tomorrow, when we're cleaning the house, you put on my little maid outfit, and you help me clean the house wearing that. What? I thought it was a great idea. No. Well, because you're making me sit here and drink with you, I think you should have to wear the maid outfit tomorrow when we clean the house. Oh, it's absolutely because I want to see you in a tight little dress with a thong on. Oh, why don't I wear it? You don't want me to wear it. No, you don't. Because you're my best friend, it would be weird if you saw me wearing it. You'd probably get all grossed out and everything. I don't know, because that's what best friends do. They get grossed out when they think about each other like that. What? Of course I don't get grossed out by it. I'm a fucking pervert. You've known me since kindergarten. You have lived with me as a roommate for 5 years. And this is still a surprise to you? Well, yeah. Of course you know I liked sex. There's no way that you could not have heard me having sex for the past 5 years. With myself or others. Do you enjoy that? Really? Seriously? You like hearing it? Because it's like a free porno. What? Oh my gosh, I'm sorry if it sounds like a porno and it sounds like my moans are fake and shit. Oh god, that's terrible. I think that's the worst thing anyone has ever said to me. Oh, okay, so it doesn't sound fake. It sounds good. Okay. Well, I was going to say, at the risk of this getting weird, I have a question, but I think we're a little bit past that. You're absolutely right. It doesn't have to be weird. I don't think it's weird. I mean, I've been talking to you about sex and all of my stories for a very long time now, so I don't think this could possibly get weird, but I just don't want you to get uncomfortable when I ask you this, because it's one thing to tell you about all the fun times I've had, and it's entirely another to start inquiring about what you do when I tell you about these fun times, or what you do when you listen to me. No, I never really thought about it before. I figured you'd have to have heard something along the line, but I didn't think it was as pervasive as you make it seem. Oh, it's really that pervasive, huh? Well, then I profusely apologize from the bottom of my heart for disrupting your silence and your peace. Oh, you don't want me to apologize. Okay, so you're welcome then. Okay, I am going to ask you though, because I'm curious. I have two questions. I'm going to ask you this one first, and if you feel comfortable, you can answer the second one, okay? Okay. So the first question is, which one of the sounds that I make is your favorite? If you have a favorite, if you hate them and you think they're all terrible, you can just tell me that. Yeah. Oh. Oh. So you like the mm-hmm. I've always thought that was really silly, and I don't know why I do it, but it's just something that I can't help. Oh, so you have noticed that. Uh-huh. Yeah, how I do that. Leading up to when I'm about to come. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
what? You want me to replicate it? I mean, I can't really replicate it without it sounding fake. I mean, it's just something I do in the moment. I can't really fake that. Well, unless you are asking me to replicate it by showing you what I do to elicit that sound. Yeah? Oh, so that's not what you were asking. But you're not gonna say no. I don't know. Okay. I'll do it. But on the condition that once you've seen how I like to touch myself, that you help me. I want you to get the full experience and help elicit that sound from me. If that is okay with you, obviously. Yeah, well, initially you propositioned me, so now I am propositioning you. Yeah, sounds good. Okay. Okay, let me put my glass down. But I should probably finish everything in it first, so. Down the hatch. Okay. So I am going to move over here to this side of the couch. And why are you looking at me like that? Yeah. This is something you wanted to see for a long time. Are you? Are you already getting hard? Yeah, that's very hot. You know, if you had told me before that you wanted to watch, I definitely would have accommodated you. Yeah. I'm a little bit of an exhibitionist, so this right here that we're doing right now is well, it's really turning me on. And as you can tell from me playing with my nipples over my dress, my nipples are really hard, and That's because I'm so turned on right now. Oh, please, please do. Yes. Unzip your pants and take your cock out and stroke it as much as you want as you watch. I guess that's the other part of that, too. I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I love to watch almost just as much as I like to show off. Yeah, I'm just gonna. Spread my legs a little. No, I'm not wearing any panties. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing my pussy lips right now. And as you can tell, they are very wet. Yeah. Why are they so wet? Well, because you told me that you like to listen to me fucking myself and other guys. That's very fucking hot to me. Oh, why is it so hot? Because it means that you get off on me. And it means that at one point or another, you've imagined what it's like to fuck me. Haven't you? Oh, by how fucking hard your cock is in your hand right now, and how hard you're gripping it and stroking, I can tell that. That's true, isn't it? Well, good, because I have definitely imagined what it's like to fuck you. Oh, you think I've lived with you for 5 years, and you think I went through high school and college with you, and never once did I imagine what it would be like to see your cock. Not only see your cock, but stroke it, and suck it, and ride it. And you think that I've never imagined what it would be like for you to bend me over one of the counters. Or a desk at school during detention or during lab. Or in the library and have you pound into. My wet pussy. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Stroke harder. Stroke faster. It's so fucking sexy. You think. In all of our years together, I haven't noticed how fucking sexy you are. You fucking like that? You like watching me play with my wet pussy for you? How does it feel? How does it feel to know that you're the one that make my pussy wet? Please keep stroking like that. God, you look so fucking sexy stroking your cock for me. Wait, don't come yet. Don't come yet. I'm not gonna come either. Do you remember what I told you? Before I lifted my dress and started rubbing my pussy for you? Well, I told you that I was gonna need a little help from you after I showed you how I like to do it. You remember that? Well, the first time I said that, I really just thought I was gonna need you to help me by slipping a finger or two in my pussy while I rubbed my clit. And I could come for you like that. Then I'm thinking, that's not gonna be good enough. After watching you sit there stroke that beautiful, thick cock of yours. I'm gonna need it inside me. Yeah. Please. Oh, fuck, please. Oh, please, baby. Yes. Yes. Oh. But before you fuck me, I really want to get a taste of your cock. Can I please do that? I like it when you call me baby girl. Yes. Yes. Let me get on my knees. Fuck, you have such a beautiful cock, you know that? Huh? Yeah. Oh, fuck. It feels even better in my mouth. Fuck. You always knew I was good at this. By the way, other guys moaned. Yeah, you heard them. You heard me. Stroking their cocks. Oh. Sucking that. You want me to stop? You want me to stop because you're gonna come? Oh. I'll stop. As badly. As I want to make you come right now and to have your delicious fucking cum squirt all over my face. I really want to fuck you more. So that my sweet dear honey. Is gonna have to wait for the next time. Because right now, I really, really need your cock inside me, baby. Really badly. Yeah. I want to write you. Yeah, I guess we could do that next time. Yeah, I'm gonna just lay back on the couch. You want to kiss me after that? absolutely, baby. Fuck, you are such a good kisser. Yeah, just rub your cock over my pussy like that. Yeah. Yes, I'm sure. Yes, I've wanted this for so long. Please. Oh, please. Please fuck me. Yeah, I'm ready. Oh my God. Yes. Oh, that feels amazing. Oh, with you all the way in. Yeah. You feel so good. All's deep in my little cunt. Yes. It does feel nice. To go nice and slow. That is actually how I like it. A little harder, yeah. You've heard me. You've heard me beg other guys to go harder and faster. That's how you know what I like. Yeah. That's all. Yeah, just like that. Yeah. Just like that, baby. Yeah. You want to slow down? Yeah. You can do that. Yeah. 'Cause you don't want to come yet. Yeah. You are full of surprises today. Oh my goodness. Yeah, you're close. Oh my god. You're gonna make me come again. Baby, you're gonna make me squirt all over your cock. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Come. Oh, come for me, baby. That was fucking amazing. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, I'm so mad that you didn't ask me to do this earlier. Oh, we could have been doing this for years. Mm. Yeah. You're amazing. Yeah. I think that's definitely something I would like. No, I don't think we need to go on a date after everything we've done and been through. Yeah, I think we should just keep enjoying each other the way we should have been for years. Do you like that? When I run my fingers through your hair, your head resting on my chest. Yeah. Well, we can stay like this for a little longer. We don't have to clean up right away. Yeah. I'm glad we did too. Now just close your eyes and enjoy the feeling of my fingers running through your hair.